research of psychedelics.
Oh, welcome to the
pod.
Rap Drugs Pod.
Oh. Rap Drugs Pod.
You missed a good ass toke.
Yeah.
On the live stream. If you're just listening to this audio version or just catching up on the clips later,
you're missing out.
Yeah, I toked so hard I freaking knocked the.
Died.
Knocked everything out of frame. Set the bong on the wrong side of the table.
Nice.
I'm going to be mad about that. Don't know.
Pissed off.
If you don't know, Twitter's fucking with everyone right now. So we were late on the.
They fucking with.
We were late on our last podcast.
Scandal.
I don't know if you guys know. We didn't have it out on Wednesday. We had it out on Thursday. And instead of the Periscope being on Twitter, nothing was on Twitter. And it was really weird. So I started looking into it. And then all of a sudden, all this Hunter Biden shit started rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter was taking away the news. So I don't know if they know we've been partying hard with our bro Hunter.
But I'm concerned
they know where we
get Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah, I'm concerned they know our plug, Todd. I'm concerned about the whole operation.
Our plug.
Yeah.
Damn it.
If Hunter Biden left his computer in Delaware, who knows what other evidence there is about us on it.
I know. It says there's intimate pictures, so we know there's pictures of me and you and him hitting H and doing blow cane.
With his, you know, late rest in peace, his late brother's wife.
Yeah.
She's a sweet.
When they say Delaware, did they just mean like Delaware State?
Yeah, they just mean in Delaware.
Like, that's just so arbitrary.
Yeah.
But whatever. Why don't they just say, like, we
it's
found
where
him somewhere?
All the corporations
like, why you
got to
make
filed?
Up a story?
Rudy Giuliani's just taking stuff from Russians and just, that's why he has to make up a story.
Because it was Russians?
Yeah.
Russian collusion?
Yeah.
He got the information from Snowden.
I love how the journalism is finally getting called out for being shit. They're like, you guys don't even have a second source to prove this is facts. You literally are just taking what Rudy Giuliani says and probably got from a Russian intelligence agent, made up some fake shit. Could have been faked emails. Like, we know how easy it is to do Joe Rogan deep fakes and audio fakes. Like they probably did with Joe Biden and the vice president of Ukraine or whatever the hell, that whole audio clip that came out with. But yeah, all this secret, secret stuff is real. It's really fucked up that Hunter Biden is on some random Ukraine energy company board. But what the how do you try to double down on this shitty story?
The whole situation strange.
Like the story like
it's just weird because like apparently Trump's saying things like he like helped Biden force out this government official, this like judge guy.
Yeah.
And like that story just doesn't even make sense. If you understand what happened with that judge, like he was blocking stuff in the politics and then the EU wanted him out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But you look at Hunter Biden, he's just like a sketchy dude. Like he's working on some random Ukrainian gas place. Which
he's partying with us.
Like knowing Ukrainian and Russian problems, it's all gas related. Russia's been fighting with Ukraine for years over gas lines because they have a bunch that run through there and they sell all kinds of gas to fucking Europe. And Biden's working on this fucking, or Hunter Biden is working on this fucking company in Ukraine so they can expand Ukrainian influence and try and get gas lines in Kazakhstan and shit. Like, why are they doing random shit like that? And then they're gonna pretend like oh fuck, like he didn't do the things they're accusing him of doing. Yeah, but he's just like a, like he also, like in 2015, he was hanging out with this Chinese guy, this Chinese businessman. He was setting up an oil pipeline in Missouri. And
he's just an energy pro.
He comes at him. Hunter Biden apparently got like a diamond ring from the guy, and then he gave it away, so he doesn't have it anymore. And then one of their associates, mutual associates, got arrested for bribery. It's just like, he's just supposed to be hanging around with criminals, but he's not one. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Give me a break here.
I guess
he's also part of a hedge fund. That makes it sound like,
though. Yeah, he's part of a hedge fund.
What's that?
Continue what you're saying about the hedge fund. He's part of a hedge fund.
Listen to this hedge fund.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
He founded a hedge fund. It's the Rosemary Hedge Fund. See, okay, this also connects to the other stuff. But this hedge fund is founded by Hunter Biden, two secret foreign Chinese investors, Deutsche Bank hedge fund, fucking just like other random sketchy people. Like, it's just like the sketchiest hedge fund ever. And yeah. Okay, you know how we were reading that story?
Bunch that of said companies
that they claimed that there was a Russian spy working out of the Ukrainian government who was feeding Rudy Giuliani this information. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Dickrick or so whatever his Russian name is.
Spy, yeah, that guy who's apparently a Russian spy and like a triple agent, I guess. I don't know, working with Rudy Giuliani.
Jeff Epstein of to help Trump, Ukraine.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
But apparently in 2019, he was trying to claim that Hunter Biden was using that hedge fund that I was talking about to like fund.
Damn, you cut out right at the good stuff.
They're just named governments around the world. Just like, and it's like, that was also Russian propaganda, but is it true? Like, they're just sketchy companies. Why wouldn't they be doing shit like that? Like,
yeah. So he was funding sham governments and what else?
Just sham governments mostly.
True.
And like,
crazy.
I think Chinese oil.
Shell companies. Oil and companies. Stuff.
Energy companies.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. But yeah, that makes it sound
he's
like
just
to
a
me.
Sketchy guy. He seems to be heavily involved with. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it sound to me like you said, he's probably a criminal, but he does sound like very experienced in energy and oil and gas and money laundering. And why wouldn't you want that kind of guy on your board? Like,
money laundering.
Like all the, like, yeah, that, I would pay this guy a lot of money to help me launder a lot of money or do whatever it is he does and get me a pipeline through Beijing, right through Wuhan while the middle of the coronavirus outbreak's going on.
I mean, it's like, a smart move from Ukraine, but I just
get me a pipeline through Taiwan and Hong Kong, China.
Yeah,
take them out now. When's the war starting, China? I'm fucking bored. Azerbaijan and Armenia are warring. Right, what are you doing, China? The Cold War's over. But yeah, Hunter Biden is fucking nuts, and just as likely this story's true, this story is totally made up by Russian intelligence and fake emails.
Like, who knows what's going on?
Either way is likely because of how sketchy both Russia and Hunter Biden are.
I mean, Obama criticized, or not Obama, but his administration criticized Hunter Biden when he first took the job. They were like, even if he's not doing anything, it's going to appear like he's doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was back in when he was president. I don't know. It's just stupid. The whole thing is just dumb. Like, why are we arguing about
the funny thing is, like,
who's a Russian spy?
Has like Trump's family been paid by other places, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to like all of the each of the siblings?
Yeah.
Like, Biden has one son, the other one's dead. Trump, like, I think Barron Trump's even getting paid for appearances. He's fucking 14.
Yeah, man. Oh, like, yeah, they're loading up on this.
He's wearing, like, Gap and Yeezy and getting product placement dollars.
Man, I think we're going to have Trumps like we had Bushes for years to come.
I think so. It's a new political family.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? They're so hardcore in politics.
Well, you know he's marketed the name so hard. So, like, what are they going to do other than, like, the real estate's over. Like, all real estate right now is worthless. Antifa's just going to burn it down.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He sees the way the world's going. Authoritarian capitalist. He wants to be the leader of that company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. The new American company. One government, one company.
Exactly. Trump's getting back into office just and like Kanye Trump. West is taking over the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, man.
He Let's confirmed it that. in that video. Taking over the
in
set.
In that video?
Taking over the set. That's what Kanye tweeted. And there was a FaceTime between Joe Rogan and Kanye that he got some screenshots of. But before we get into that, man, that Alex right? Jones was Alex Jones was actually confirming after Joe Rogan denied all the Spotify rumors. Alex Jones was confirming them. He's like, it is the New York office.
Yeah, so funny. To get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex Jones on the Drinking Bros podcast. I've never seen him before.
Drinking Bros podcast, yeah.
Drinking Bros podcast.
Dumb Austin podcast.
Alex Jones was
Want to be Austin
now,
podcast.
Moved from California or something.
We're repping Toronto.
Yeah. Toronto hard. We're not going nowhere. Our bunker connects the whole underground of the city.
We're outside of Toronto due to COVID. We're at the estate.
Yeah.
The underground estate. Yeah. Kind of like Joe Rogan in Lake Austin. That's us. You can compare where we're at in relation to Toronto to that.
But
only a $14.4 million mansion is kind of small.
What were we saying?
Poor, like. We were talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Alex well, Jones.
He's a faker. He's
taking
not
over
really
the Joe
rich.
Rogan experience.
He's not actually rich.
Well,
yeah,
if he was really rich, Alex he wouldn't Jones have to sell one over. House to get another. But, like, I don't know, some sort of money laundering debt scheme thing. But
I know.
I don't know. I don't understand zero.
He's clearly a faker.
Zero down payment mortgages, but
I think Monty's
all interest mortgage.
Pretends that he can afford to buy these houses, and then he sells them for more money to other people.
Yeah.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
He gets a second mortgage in order to sell his house for more money, and that's how he afforded the move.
Yeah.
He can hardly afford to keep the Joe Rogan Experience going. That's why that's why the new studio is so small. it's not because like he wanted a cool studio and didn't have much time. It's because he's poor and has no money. That's all he could afford.
Yeah, he's
why do you think he hasn't been on an elk hunt lately?
He did like a room that's like 10 by 10, not even. It's I think it's a 5 by 5 room. It looks well, it's kind of like longer, so it's like it's probably like 10 by 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
He built it himself. It's
like a garage.
It's all just a show. It's show.
Like a garage.
It's full of crap. Alex Jones was exposing him.
Yeah. On Drinking Bros podcast.
No, it's like one of those plywood sheds, you know?
Yeah.
Shack.
Oh, yeah. It can't even fit. It could fit like one of his cars, maybe. One of those really low to the ground. Like. But yeah, there's no way you're fitting the fucking, you're backing up an Escalade into there with, or a cyber truck without destroying the whole bunker. Once he gets his cyber truck, it won't fit. Straight off the line. He's getting the first one off the line from the factory.
I'm surprised Elon Musk. Do you think he has any? Are those Tesla
cyber
cars?
Trucks?
Is he a big car guy?
Who?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's a huge car guy, man.
He probably has like all the Teslas, eh?
I think he's just got the big one, but he wants a Cybertruck, yeah. He's hard. He's rock hard for a Cybertruck.
What a dummy.
Yeah. But anyways, Alex Jones was saying like, "Oh yeah, the New York is hating Joe Rogan. They're trying to take him down from the inside. Yeah, when he said Sweden's loving him though.
He made it sound like after he announced that Joe Rogan was going to war with YouTube, the people went after the stock market. Spotify stock dropped, and then that's when the people in the company, he was like, Alex Jones says it was the SJW Warriors, went after Joe Rogan from inside the company to take him down.
Yeah,
and then he told, apparently, according to Alex, Joe told him that he's got to keep it a secret this time and he can't be going around saying shit. And he goes ahead and says shit anyways.
You're on three cases of white car. You're rolling around. You say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was going ham. Alex Jones is the man, though.
He's so funny. Yeah, man. No one can keep that guy fucking on track for a second, eh?
Oh, yeah. Just like a...
They're all
like
trying to, like, make a joke, and he's like... It's like a freight train, just fucking, I'm saying these things.
He's like a fat Eddie Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I want to see
Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo.
Eddie Bravo
was just
been...
like, look it up. Look
yeah,
it up.
Exactly. Eddie Bravo must have been training. He must be busy. Where's he been at lately?
Eddie Bravo? I don't know.
Yeah. He must be training professionals.
You think so?
Probably. Most likely.
Joe Rogan probably just hates him now. He isn't friends with him anymore. He got too big and he thinks he's too cool to hang out with. Because
he'd at least be on tinfoil hats with Sam Tripoli. Maybe he's actually scared to death of COVID. But if I'm not mistaken...
Oh, yeah? Is that when he stopped making appearances?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he runs 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. So, like, he's probably figuring out a lot of shit, like how to do jiu-jitsu without... being able to be open in a lot of places.
Man, that he's probably got crazy conspiracies going on with this. He's probably freaking out, thinks China's trying to invade America or something. He's training some sort of like militia, jiu-jitsu militia.
Most likely. He probably thinks or knows that
he knows
Trump and has Spotify getting Kanye West to take over the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
So he's cut himself out completely. That's why I think Joe Rogan's a CIA asset, because Kanye West is about to take over the set. And, you know, I just can't believe, like, I don't know how close of friends Donald Trump and Kanye are, but Kanye literally told people to write in Kanye West on the ballot.
Yeah.
But then... the rest of the Kardashians got in trouble for wearing his merch. Both Kourtney Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian. But
what
his own
kind
damn
of merch?
Wife.
Like his electric merch?
Vote Kanye merch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't think Kim will wear it. She knows better. She's
Is
gonna
she
vote
divorcing Biden. Him?
She's voting Biden. I don't think she's divorcing him, but she's voting Biden.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, oh man, I can't wait for Kanye West to be on. This Joe Rogan Experience.
I would love for him to win.
This is going to be insane. Who, Kanye?
He should be the president.
Yeah, we already heard your
Did I talk
opinion
about
on already? The last pod. That's you're crazy.
I
want to
say it again. I want to see Kanye be the president.
Yeah. I mean, you're like the people that wanted Donald Trump to win last time.
Yeah, I did.
You're like the I'm people that still. Were upset over Bill Burr's monologue.
Yeah, I'm still pretty upset over that. Yeah, fuck him. Too. Bill Burr is a fucking asshole. He's obviously homophobic and racist. Exactly.
He's obviously QAnon.
He was clearly saying that he
anti Black Lives
gays
Matter
or black people should have a Pride Month.
Yeah. He's a fascist. What's that? Anti Antifa? Yeah. That's fascist.
He's a Marxist fascist.
Yeah.
And he should be tried and killed, I think, probably. Am I allowed
to say
that on here?
A sexist pig insulting white women like that.
Sexist pig.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That was good,
Opening up a late night show with comedy, who would do that?
Yeah. I was glad to see there was lots of support, though, for Bill Burr after that show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Needed
it. More support
than
Karens out there.
Yeah, I can't believe
you know who I really feel bad for? Anything. Pete Karen, that like are nice people. Yeah. No, because like that's like why are they Karens? You know, everyone's always calling these people.
They're taking
Karens,
a hit for the
white
team.
Ladies getting mad at people. It's kind of ignorant, you know. I feel bad for people named Karen.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You gotta take it. Unfortunately,
you gotta take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Comes with the territory of being a Karen. Well, let's be honest. There probably isn't any nice Karens out there, Todd. Name one.
Name one? I don't know. I'm sure there are. What are you saying? Everyone who's ever been named Karen just grew up and became a bitch?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, is there a nice one? You don't have to be a bitch to be evil.
How's that different?
You're a secret racist, and sometimes it comes out.
You're a secret.
You like,
yeah, you're secret you're, racist.
You hold doors Karen. Open for old people.
What is even wrong with you?
Close them on black people and lock them behind you. Is that person, would you say they're evil?
Yeah.
Maybe not at all moments, but yeah, overall, pure yes.
Pure evil, probably worship Satan.
Yeah, most likely. Most likely.
So, anyways.
But yeah, I'm pumped as hell for Kanye West to be on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Me too.
It is what it is.
Is he going on?
We'll see what's going to happen. He confirmed it.
Hopefully, when's that happening?
He wanted it to be live, so I don't know. Joe, we'll see how soon that is. No, Kanye confirmed it, and he put screenshots. I'll send you the Daily Mail article. It was like yesterday.
Probably made up.
He put screenshots of him and Joe Rogan. Yeah, it was probably like a deep fake he was FaceTiming with.
Yeah.
It looks stupid, like a Joe Rogan.
Like a Joe Rogan.
Like a Joe Rogan. That's what it looked like.
Looked like a stupid Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Like he, it looked like he was mid workout while he was FaceTiming him. Maybe I
probably he probably was. That sounds just like Joe.
Yeah, I think I said maybe I didn't send you this Daily Mail. I don't know. It is what it is.
Oh, Jason, you're wasting everyone's time. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry, I'm looking at that shit.
Worst producer ever.
Oh yeah.
If anyone wants to replace Joe, email me.
Yeah.
RapJokesPod.
Joe. Nice.
I mean Jason.
Yeah. Sorry.
Whatever. I forgot your name.
But mine's on Borat. Borat number two.
Is that coming out or something?
Yeah, it's coming out next week. October 23rd, I think, or something like that.
I'm not watching that. That's a fucking racist movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already getting sued by some old Jewish lady's estate over Holocaust stuff.
Why? Was there Holocaust stuff in it?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see the film.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see to find out.
I'll have to go pay to go to the theater and watch it.
Yeah, but she's soon. I think it's coming straight to Prime Video. Actually, so you might be able to watch it without any.
Oh, that's sick. Trouble. I'll probably be able to watch it today.
Yeah, it's October 23rd. I think it's like a week away.
I thought he was just making fun of Kazakhstanis or.
Oh, he lets loose, I guess. He just goes wild.
Isn't he Jewish?
No, he's some sort of Middle Eastern. Maybe he is Jewish. I don't think so. It's Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah, his last name sounds Jewish, if you ask me. But I don't know for sure.
Maybe I'm racist for guessing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty racist. A state of a Holocaust survivor files legal complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just interviews her. I guess he was nice to her, but we'll have to wait and see and find out. But that's some funny ass shit. Borat 2. I don't know how long I've been waiting to see that. Yeah. That's why we had to put up, I had to leave up my Porch Pirates video. Some people may disagree with the terminology used, but we're bringing back 2000s comedy. It's a homage to Clerks 2. Listen through the clip. You will hear that in the clip itself.
We're bringing it back.
We are bringing it back. But yeah, like what's, I understand there is something wrong with that. But if you come to the Rap Jokes pod for anything other than that, you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Yeah. If you thought you were going to watch more and it was going to get better, yeah, you were wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. It might get a little less racist, but it doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you came for the psychedelic drugs, you're going to get the racist jokes with it. Not that we are racist. It's like being a racist is stupid. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. We only make fun of racists here.
We make fun of racists. We make fun. We're like Borat. We make fun of racists. We make fun of homophobics. We make fun of misogynists. We make fun of ableists. We make fun ableist. Of, like Todd said, Asians because they think they're better than us. Jewish people.
Mostly them.
Yeah, mostly be careful around the crafty Jews.
Only...
I hear that's an anti-Semitic
only the term. Ones that identify as survivors, which is I think all of them.
I hope so. I would. It's like I would. <it's>, yeah.
I'm just oh man, we're gonna get sued.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly, we're going too hard for sorry guys, we're just celebrating 2 years of cannabis being legalized too hard. Took twice as many tokes as normal today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're drug addicts, as the commenters who delete their comments would say. As the Proud Boys who delete their comments would say. Who's that much of a pussy that they delete shit they posted on the internet?
I know, for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they thought we were searching their identity. I almost got their IP.
They were just like so mad because we were trying to say that videos and stuff are just propaganda. Everything's propaganda or something.
I was saying,
he was like, I don't believe in propaganda.
Yeah.
You fucking drug addicts.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I think I said I'd blow a toke into a Proud Boy's mouth and that like whatever they're watching is just an echo chamber. So, like I randomly came across this video. Randomly. Randomly. You're trying to track me. You're a stalker. You're stealing my identity.
And he called you a stalker. That's right. That was so funny. You're probably one of those people that steals people's identities.
Yeah.
You drug addict.
Yeah. I was going to be like, your name is John. And like, probably would have been right. Like, there's like what? Yeah. I think there's like a 5% chance that his name was John.
Yeah, fucking
John the Anon.
John the Anon.
If you're watching this, we're watching you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You went by anonymous IBM.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of commenters came out to play.
Yeah.
In these last clips, not just sex someone bots. Else
was trying to steal our identity, asking us where we were from. Where are you from?
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. We're from Toronto, bud. Figure it out.
Bud? Yeah. Yeah, eh?
Or somewhere around. Looking, somewhere around there. If you actually watch the pod, you know where we're from. We drop little clues. Shout out crumbs. To Vertical and Sons of Ken.
Yeah.
Support your local businesses.
Support your local businesses.
Not like we're living there. That's where we're from, though. Or did he mean like where, what? Is he like saying some racist shit? Like where, what's our heritage?
He was probably just didn't think we were Americans. Didn't think we had any place talking.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, Canadians can't be Proud Boys. That's why you ain't. That's why you making fun of us.
Yeah, exactly. We'll beat someone up who doesn't vote for Donald Trump. Me and Todd are going to beat each other up just for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't even vote
because we both voted.
We can't vote for him, and we're still going to beat each other up for not voting for him.
Yeah.
That's how fucking proud of boys we are. I forged an American
identity just so I could vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sneaking across the border to vote. I stole a mail-in ballot so I could vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, finally got that COVID loose.
Yeah, man. I had COVID. I just I ate an orange and a banana and I was fine.
Yeah, I don't want to do the Regeneron thing. That's a 70-year-old man.
The Regeneron.
I'm trying to heal on just vitamins like Brian Callen and Schaub.
Yeah.
Or wait, one of those guys took friggin', what is it called? Remdesivir? What's the other thing they were doing before anyone knew about remdesivir?
Riboflavin.
The president was saying some sort of like pool cleaner thing that people were taking.
Hydrochloroquine?
Yeah. The mosquito drug. I guess that's what Brendan Schaub was on. Heard.
Hilarious.
When Brian Callen survived.
Well, I heard it works if you get it early enough.
Yeah. Exactly. When Brian Callen survived,
it's just like been weirdly politicized.
Exactly. And I don't think Brian Callen took it. Maybe he did. But he said he only did vitamins. But when he survived COVID, I knew anyone could. Any old man could. That's when when Donald Trump got it, I was like, oh yeah, Brian Callen survived it. Donald Trump will survive it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could survive. It's just like,
pretty sure
you can't be too many people sick at the same time. That's the
problem. Joe Biden was like quarantining for so long because he had COVID, probably.
Yeah. 100%. They weren't sure if he was going to make it either.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why they took so long to announce his VP. They were like, maybe we're going to have to announce a new P as well. A new PC. Presidential candidate for you slow folks.
Might have to bring in Bloomberg all of a sudden. Somehow explain that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, just like Todd warned all you folks, 2 years after Canada legalized recreational cannabis, the country is overloaded with supply. Hundreds of thousands of kilograms sit idle in producer vaults. Some producer vaults. Warehouses operated by provincial wholesalers are filled to the brim. Meanwhile, illicit growers remain active and add to a countrywide stockpile that is far outpacing demand. And this mountain of pot is expected to balloon further once producers, illegal and illicit, finish the croptober harvest. The term used within the cannabis industry to reference the period in October when typically outdoor cannabis crops are chopped down and processed. So yeah, I think it's going to go crazy with home growers.
Yeah.
Come this October. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I just harvested my plants.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe a lot of people are stealing plants right now, but I think there's going to be a lot that more too. People that are keeping plants.
Pretty much everyone I've talked to was saying there was tons of plants stolen, at least in my area.
Yeah.
And I had people personally attempt to. That's why I had to trot my plants down a little early.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but I won't be. I'll be not buying for a little while.
You got your buds probably. To smoke, maybe
decent buds.
I don't know. Maybe you guys should cure them a little and like buy one more time, little cheap sack. Nah,
yeah,
just going straight for the fresh buds, eh?
I was already smoking a couple of the smaller ones just because we were out.
True.
It was okay.
Got to do what you got to do. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, you know.
Big pimping, as they say.
Big pimping.
But yeah, according to Business News Network, Bloomberg.ca, they're a little late. They're not like the Rap Drugs Pod where we're in the business. We know what's happening. Illegal and legal and recreational and medicinal and non-cannabis related drugs and pharmaceuticals and alcohol and mafia stuff.
Yeah.
We're just into criminal stuff. We're criminals.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We are criminals. We're actually, we're drug lords.
Yeah. Don't comment on our videos.
Maybe drug lords. Identity.
We're former drug lords. We scrambled our identities with deep fakes. So whoever you see in this video, this is not their opinions. Do not fire them from their jobs. Because they do not even have jobs. They're not even real people. But according to Business News Network, Bloomberg.ca, reporting on the Rap Drugs pod from Wednesday, there's been too much cultivation in Canada. But that is secondary to the fact that there has been too many players, and as a result, there's too much competition in the market. There are 507 producers that Health Canada has licensed to grow cannabis.
Oh, my God.
So that's not fair totally, because some of these people are smaller grows that are medical only. So roughly 60 of them are selling into the recreational market. That's still a crazy amount. That's created a market where there are 45 million packaged cannabis products held by cultivators, processors, distributors, and retailers across the country. Roughly four and a half times the amount being sold in June, according to recent Health Canada figures. So in housing market, if you have over 4 months supply, you have a what's called a buyer's market. So in the cannabis thing, it seems like it's that, and they have to keep dropping the prices because that's not accounting for the illegal market, the 4.5 times the amount being sold. I guess that is, if it's just 4.5 amount being sold in June, then that would be just the legal market. Illegal market's not counting what's being sold or what they have. So it makes sense. But yeah, supply imbalance is causing major headaches for the industry. More than a dozen cannabis producers have filed for credit protection, and major producers like Canopy Growth Corp, Tweed, and Aurora Cannabis Inc. have written down billions of dollars in inventory and assets. Meanwhile, industry woes accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic have led to hundreds of layoffs. Even the eagerly anticipated Cannabis 2.0 rollout of vapes and edible products was met with early delays and launch stumbles. Stargazer expects...
Well, yep. They fucking... With that, they... I don't know if they... How they couldn't have known that that was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants 10 milligram fucking edibles.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who the fuck is buying... Who would buy that?
And
that's
I looked,
the max.
Yeah, and I looked up the extracts. So for hash, hash is so expensive. It's like, there's a 20 gram... $20 a gram one, a $24 a gram one. You have to buy 2 grams. Otherwise, there's a $28 a gram one. All of these have like around 30 to 40% THC, except for the 28 is like 35 to 43. And then bubble hash is $40 for 1 gram, and it's 51% to 59% or something. So,
right.
This stuff's a little overpriced, but understandably, because it's the legal market and there's not other options. But these are byproducts of cannabis. And the other thing, San Rafael has a, it's live resin, 1 gram extract. That's $50. So that, for that being the cheapest extract available, like shatter costs $90. Like that's insane for a gram. Like this is unbelievable.
I know.
Right now I could go on the internet and buy an ounce of shatter for like $220, $250.
Yeah.
Like I can't, the cannabis 2.0 market has totally failed price-wise. The legal cannabis market, I think you can agree, like unless you're buying in bulk, it's equivalent. The quality lower once you're willing to spend more money.
Yeah, it's,
but there are select producers that are good.
Yeah,
but what were you saying?
I don't know.
It's harder to find
fucking
bad weed at the same prices on the illegal market. Like, if you're spending like over $7 a gram, you're getting really good bud usually. Whereas on the in the legal market, like, especially because it's all in fucking containers and plastic wrapping that's not clear, you don't know what the quality you're getting is.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so inconsistent. Would have never stood for this in the legal
market if you went to a guy and he just handed you like a plastic container and he was like, "There's 3 grams in there." And you're like, "Okay." And you went home to open it. Like, yeah, no. You're exactly. Like, I want to see you weighed up in front of me.
And yeah,
I brought a scale from home. Use my scale.
Yeah. And I think all these labels should be third party checked. Like, on the label, it should tested by, maybe they are, but I want to know how legitimate those results are.
Because yeah, I think the company just sends out stuff, whatever they choose to send, and then the government tests it.
True. They can send, yeah, sent that's right. I guess they can put the same label on a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
As long as it's the same.
It's got to be the same. As long as you can track
the grow,
that it was all together the whole time.
The harvest was the same harvest.
Then you're like, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not even just the harvest, like the saplings, once they are cloned, that's a lot. And then that stays the same lot, or is supposed to, all the way through.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because the other thing
I think, yeah, all those buds, even if like ones of the edges and stuff, or ones that weren't really taken care of, is good, but we're still in the same room.
Everything that was in the
they're all considered the same. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I cannot stand good supply. Like, they've got high percentage buds. It's like one of Afria's brands. High percentage buds, like Royal Highness, I think, was like 22%. Jean Guy was Royal like 23%. Yeah. And then good Growers Choice Indica was like 22%. But they all sucked. It was like NIP. I don't know if anyone knows what NIP is.
I don't know what it is.
Like, I guess that's a racist term now that I think about it. But
Jesus, Jay.
What people would call certain buds that sucked, that gave you a headache, but looked pretty good.
How's it racist?
I don't know. I think NIP is short for something racist. I don't know. I don't want to look into it because
then you're a racist.
Yeah.
You don't want to find out, Jay.
I don't want to find out.
You
exactly.
You don't
something
want
to
look
do with
the
triads and it
classic
being like
white
some
guy,
sort of,
you fucking piece of
yeah.
Shit.
Something to do with the triads and it being like some sort of Asian racial thing.
Oh, but, yeah.
Somehow shitty buds. That's what it is. And the other thing that it makes me wonder, maybe some of these buds have been keefed. Because like, where are what's they getting that? This keef and hash from? Like, where they take the trichromes off the buds. Like, are they really just getting it from byproducts of the plant? Because there was this Tantalus Labs keef that's 43 to 49%. You'll think that I'd take that like straight off the buds.
Yeah.
They're like
they'd
blasting some of the buds, making cartridges and vapes and then extracts and then reselling the buds.
They might do that. I feel like they would, if you ask them, they'd probably claim like, oh, we take it off the buds and then we send those buds for extract for oils or something, you know?
Yeah. Because
once it becomes an oil, it's a whole new batch.
But that's still bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Think about you could have like, they probably do that because you could have like 80 to 90% product at the end, or you could have like a 60% product at the end. If you take the 40% keef off it.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to even think of. What the fuck are they doing with the buds sure. after that? Or whatever they took that off of. But yeah, that's Aurora for you. One of Aurora brands. But I can't even knock them though. The Sky Pilot was a good price. The Blue Dream was $6 a gram. It was an indoor grow. It sold out before I got a chance to even buy it. Like, or else I would have copped some of that and seen how it was. They must be doing something
nice. Right.
Maybe they mispriced They're it trying and took to. It off the menu immediately.
Maybe.
But yeah.
I don't know. I think the market's fucked. I'm waiting for these companies to start dropping like flies, though, especially hearing this story.
Yeah, the big names that maintain the largest market share that produce negative gross margins quarter to quarter, it's not a way to run a business. And right now, they're expecting annual sales to be 2.8 million. Ontario, it's finally turning a corner. There's now 200 cannabis stores open and 40 more shops coming each month, which is a lot and really saturating the market. Good for buying and making the legal market readily available over the illegal market, which I think is important. But yeah, there's more than 1,200 licensed pot shops available nationwide now. The problem is, like, if they're opening all 40 shops in Toronto, that's a problem. You got to have at least a few shops in other cities.
Why is that? Everyone can drive to Toronto.
That's true. But yeah, even the illicit...
Torontarians also need more weed than everyone else.
That's true.
Rednecks don't want it. That's true. They're like, they get out of here. Own. Keep it out of my neighborhoods.
That's true, too.
They're like, it's too close to a church.
Yeah. Don't bring that around my kids.
Yeah. They're like, anywhere you put it in town, it'll be near a church or a school. Probably both.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a half hour out of town.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so in Toronto?
Exactly. That'll be crazy.
I don't know.
That's how they be. That's how they be sometimes. It's true, though.
I remember. Where was I? I was living in Collingwood area. That was exactly what their problem was. They were like, there are two locations they've proposed. One is near a school, and the other one is near two schools. Or no, it was too close to the LCBO. They were like, you can't put it too close to the LCBO, and it can't be near a school.
That's crazy. One is within 6 kilometers of a school, and the other is within 18 kilometers of a school. So, like,
so I think that's over 10 miles away. Is where do you put it? Because no one wants it near anything. Can't be near a casino.
Be cool if it was, though, right?
Yeah, I know. All those things should be just right next to each other. Yeah. Across the street from the gun store.
They should just have,
like, America
inside of a casino.
Yeah, I don't agree with zoning. I think people who zone things are dumb.
Yeah. Unless they're, like, legitimate urban planners who have the research and science behind them. If it's just like some random ass city councilor who's taking bribes, those guys are deeks.
They're all dumb. I like how, I think it's Houston, Texas. I think they have no zoning laws.
Yeah.
That's how I think it should be.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
For that.
Best for business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, speaking of laws.
City of Luzon itself.
B&M Bloomberg's also saying, the illicit market has found itself in the crosshairs of nationwide police investigations, including a recent bust in August where $42 million worth of illegally grown pot was captured in Ontario's Niagara region. And there's now some producers growing cannabis for less than $1 per gram, and others turn to the great outdoors to produce it for pennies. So the legal market, Aleafia, is going to have a super cheap product coming because they've got 50,000 cannabis plants growing outside right now that they're harvesting. Shit's going hammer with the outdoor harvests. We'll probably see a lot of cheap cannabis flood the marketplace. I wonder how Can't much wait. Of it I'll want to try. Because I've always thought, like, cannabis that'll just sit and grow out in the straight sun would probably be the strongest and the best.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
If you can just properly,
I don't know, though. They say they can get better. But don't you have to grow
those indoor growers? Those indoor growers
get the same hours, though. You got to grow it down in like Mexico to get those the same hours. That's probably where you grow it the best, near the equator.
True.
Where you get the
I guess Canada's probably not that strong, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada's just a bunch of fucking.
What you gotta have? You gotta have a system where you have like the opening roof. So the roof, like you have like UV lights, and then when the sun starts coming up, you open the roof up.
Just you gotta just put mirrors underneath all the plants, like some sort of tin foil. Cover the field in tin foil, like a closet, and you poke a bunch of holes for the plants to go through. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
Now we're thinking, and then you have like lit up like a baseball field at night.
Yeah.
With some grow up lights.
We got to build a giant mirror in space, like a satellite that just shines down onto a field.
Reflects the
That's
sun.
How you get the, yeah.
Reflects the sun onto the field.
Increases the.
So you can get that 24 hour veg.
Yeah.
You want some real tall ass plants. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking insane. We got to build some super villain shit like that. For cannabis and science.
On the moon.
Grow weed on the moon? No one's ever been on the moon for real, Todd. That's fake shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, I don't know.
Can't...
We should go down to Ecuador and grow weed then. That's where the equator is. That's where the best spot would be.
Nice. I'll set up a grow up at the North Pole and you grow in the equator. I mean, I don't know if that can happen actually. South Pole. And you go to Ecuador and grow outdoors, and then we'll see who's got the better bud. Same.
Sounds good.
Same exact setup.
Nice.
Other than the lighting system.
Nice. We got this.
Yeah. For science.
For science. If you want to support this, make sure you visit Teespring and buy our t-shirts.
Yeah. Teespring.com/store/rapdrugs.
Get your gay retard t-shirt.
Yeah,
it comes with free stickers for your helmet.
Oh yeah, jerk offs only. That's coming soon too. 69/420 before it was cool. When Elon Musk and Tesla stole it. But yeah, I don't know. Speaking of the legal market, I don't got anything else to say about that shit though. Fuck that shit.
What market? Oh.
The cannabis market.
Don't buy.
They're cracking down on the
illegal. I don't support government sanctions.
Yeah, homegrown.
The government should have never said it was illegal and should have never gotten involved.
Decrim.
It should. Yeah. It should be no taxes on weed.
You should only get fined.
It should be free. The government should grow free weed and give it to everyone.
Yeah. Well, if you're just selling weed now or growing more than four plants, you should just get a fine. It's like, oh, you don't have a license. Here's your fine. This is how much a license costs plus interest.
Why do you
when you started doing it? I don't know.
That's dumb.
Quality control costs.
Fuck that.
I guess.
Who's fucking? I'll control my quality.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Government
should get rid of. All
human rights control fee.
All that is a waste of my money. My money.
Yeah. That's a waste of my money. It's a waste of your money. We should let the free market decide the quality of the marijuana that people smoke. It doesn't matter if there's GMOs in it or if it's organic or not. We will let the market and the consumer ultimately decide.
There you go.
I think people should be given the freedom of choice. What do you think we are, idiots? People are educated. They should be allowed to choose. This isn't the 1800s.
What are you doing, Ben Shapiro?
This is not affiliated with Ben Shapiro.
Nice.
We do not have the wholesale Christian views that Ben Christian Judeo views that Ben Shapiro would support. I know although I watch the Rap Drugs pod, I do not condone their message or opinions.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, man. I think, I don't know. Ben, Ben Shapiro and Lex Fridman both weird me out equally.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like just Lex something Fridman
about
anymore.
Something about those guys in suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking craziness.
Yeah. There's nothing talking wrong with wearing sense. A suit, but always wearing a suit, there's something wrong with that.
Nah.
It's like, who are you?
Fucked.
Who are you? Barack Obama? Who are you, Donald Trump?
Yeah. What are you, a politician?
Yeah. Even these guys take their suit jackets off. Politician, too.
Yeah, I don't know. These
fucking podcasters, though. I guess they want to seem professional, like they're CNN or something. They want to elude the mind.
And I've never worn a suit.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit's for sellouts. If you put a suit on, you're a sellout by definition.
Nothing wrong with selling out, Todd. Didn't you read Ice Cube's tweet?
No.
Yeah, selling out's awful until it's arenas. That's basically his tweet. I just summed it up in like two.
That's
three
so
words.
Funny.
But that's, yeah, exactly. Awesome. Everyone's calling you a sellout, and then once it's arenas, they're proud of you. You know?
Fuck that. I That's still call you dope. A sellout.
Yeah, exactly.
Those people are phony.
Exactly.
See, I hate you still.
That's why we're coming up from the bottom through the system. The Trudeau and Trump had to close the border so Raptrix Pod couldn't tour across the U.S. and sell out a coffee shop near you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wanted to go on a tour across small venues, but six people at $5 a piece can't support a tour at each. Can't support a single stop. So that's not as big of an event. We can sell out, you know, like those 50 person venues, but like now Bill Burr is selling out those venues, so we don't have a choice. Right? And
yeah,
unless we kind of like break into the US by plane ride and then sneak in behind
across
Bill
the
Burr.
Border.
Yeah. Cause we can't go before Bill Burr. He'll get upset. We're too funny, we'll blow his spot. when people have to get carried out from pissing themselves laughing, he'll just like leave in anger.
Yeah.
Then the real Bill Burr fans will go be upset over us on Twitter. It'll turn around. Instead of our fans being upset with Bill Burr on Twitter over his sexist, racist, bigotry monologue, his fans will be upset with us over not allowing him to present his Trumpian thoughts to them in a liberal package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No one riffs like Trump does, though.
But yeah.
Yeah. He's going ham on tour. Supposedly he admitted he owed like $420 million to people or some shit like that.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Is what it is. Unlike Joe Rogan, he doesn't care if people know how much money he owes.
That's like his move. He just like admits everything and then he'll immediately just start saying things that don't make sense.
Nice.
But make you question stuff. Like
classic
Hunter Biden.
I am still questioning
and
that.
If Joe Biden's alive.
Yeah. We'll find out on the Kanye West Joe Rogan experience, I think. Kanye West has tapped into the Trump team. Or maybe he's not. I can't wait to find out. Like, is Joe Rogan going to ask the hard questions? Is he going to be a Walter Cronkite or a Barbara Walters? That's the good interviewer, right? Or is he going to be like a sad sack?
Barbara Walters? I don't know.
Yeah, do you ever watch NBC Dateline? I guess you're maybe a little young for that. 60 Minutes and like NBC Dateline, they always had these sick interviews.
I only watched Chris Hansen.
Nice. That's some good shit too, I guess. He catches you. I've only been on Chris Hansen. Never watched it. Oh, they invited me on next week. What's that about?
Yeah. I'm the only person who's been on there three times.
Chris Hansen. Yeah, that 16-year-old boy invited me onto his house while his parents wasn't home.
Apparently, he's like a super cheap bastard.
Probably.
I forget who I was watching. Someone interviewed him, and they like flew him out and like put him up in a hotel, and he was like trying to rip him off.
Nice. How was he trying to rip him off? Wouldn't what? Why would he have to pay for the hotel? Oh, he flew him in and was trying to get this guy.
I think they just paid for like his tickets, and then like I forget exactly how the story went. I should probably not just say things that I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, someone was crying about Chris Hansen not wanting to pay for the hotel.
Yeah, they promised him a hotel, and he was like, then they made him pay for it. That's probably what happened.
Apparently. Nice. Yeah, some bullshit. They fucked him around and then complained about it.
Yeah.
Classic showbiz. That's showbiz, baby. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why we haven't had any guests on the pod yet. We've been, Joe Rogan wants to come on, but they won't let him cross the border. Same with Joey Diaz and Theo Vaughn. Yeah. We can't get anyone across the Canadian border. It's gridlock right now. So quit emailing us and texting us and telling us who you want on. And quit messaging them about it. They're sick of hearing it. Yeah.
Right. Sure, Jason. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
You fucking delusional psycho. You hear the crickets?
Yeah. Yes, always.
Always.
You hear those too? Normally people don't.
Yeah. You hear them screaming?
Yeah. Exactly. They tell me to burn things.
Burn it to the ground.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no. We gotta go pay Hunter Biden some more money.
So, all right.
Before he releases some secrets, Todd.
Before he lets out those pictures of us hanging out with Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly. Us and Donald Trump with Jeffrey.
Yeah. Sacrificing a kid to an owl.
Exactly. We knew better than to get pictures in public with Ghislaine Maxwell, like Donald Trump, and with Jeffrey Epstein, of course. But yeah, I guess there was.
We thought cameras. We were safe with Hunter Biden.
I guess they brought cameras. Hunter brought cameras to the Bohemian Grove, or was it Dorsey? I don't know.
Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
Or was it Rudy Giuliani hiding in the bushes, taking pictures?
Yeah. Dick trick. You'll find out next time on the Rap about? Drugs pod.
Oh, shit. Peace. Peace.